family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Each of us needs a partner. We're all looking for someone we can rely on in friendship, work, and life. Our partner in today's episode is OctaFX, a reliable business associate in the Forex market. OctaFX is a global trading platform with 10 years of experience and more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries worldwide. Enjoy the lowest spreads in the industry. Buy and sell for the price you see with the fastest execution and take part in regular promos. Join the community of like-minded entrepreneurs by watching the webinars, reading the market analysis, and mastering a free Forex basic course. Check the caption to learn more and find your bonuses for more profitable trading in the description.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Thembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Well, hello, Vusi. What's up, brother? My name is Chance Mutuku. I am a designer and creative director at Blanc Studio, which is located in Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. And I just wanted to pop by and briefly say thank you. I discovered you a couple years ago when I just had a business idea and a dream. And then, you know, looking at where we are today, we were recently voted for the best graphic design studio in the Niagara region. And honestly, I would not have done it without your guidance and mentorship. So, Vusi, thank you so much. And if you're ever on this side of the pond, I truly owe you a coffee, specifically Tim Hortons, which is our famous Canadian coffee. Until next time, you take care of yourself, and I truly appreciate you. Cheers.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast. Wow, what a beautiful testimonial, right? That's a fantastic testimonial all the way from Canada. That's amazing. Again, I keep saying this. One of the things I love, absolutely love, about our community is that actually we're global. We really are global iconoclasts, people who are in constant pursuit of new ideas, new learning, and new knowledge. And that's a fantastic, fantastic testimonial. Thank you so much for that. He runs a design studio, does Martin, does he? Well, that's interesting because my next book project is actually going to be released as an NFT. So perhaps we should partner on a few of those. Hit me up. Get a hold of the team. Email us at info@vusitembegwayo.com. My brother, info@vusitembegwayo.com. Email us. I'd love to see if we can collaborate on one or two of the NFTs we're going to be releasing on the next book project. Wow. Well, here we are. Here we are. Week three of the VT podcast for the year 2022. And what did I say? I committed that every single Monday we would be here. And here I am living up to that promise. Every single Monday, still here. Last week, we had a fantastic episode. The week prior, we did a very nice and long one, really leading us into this new year. This week, though, I want to approach a different subject matter. Today, I want to talk a bit about disambiguation. And so the title of our podcast this week, then, is Disambiguation. So, I was chatting to an acquaintance of mine who works for a mutual friend. And she was complaining about this mutual friend and saying some things about him that I know to be true and that she knows to be true, but she was saying them nonetheless. And so I said to her, I was like, well, I'm a bit confused here because you know this person, you know who they are, you know how they are, you accept them nonetheless, because if you didn't accept them, you wouldn't be in their life. But here you are complaining anyway. So I was like, well, I'm trying to understand what it is here that is success for you. What would you like to see happen at the end of this conversation, say? Do you want to change your behavior? Do you want to change that person, or do you want to change the outcome? Because at the end of the day, if you're having a debate, discussion, or conversation, or complaint, an inquiry or query, without an objective, then what's the point? What are you actually trying to do? And so I was asking this question. I said, what are you actually trying to do here? You know this person. You know who they are, and you know how they are. So, you know, for you to sit in front of me and complain about their energy and the things they say and the things they do, well, to me, I must confess that sounds a bit foolish, because you know them well enough to know that's just who they are. Separately, in the middle of last year, I was having a conversation with somebody who actually used to be very close to me. And let me make the admission here in this conversation that I am notoriously good at cutting people off. Like it's almost my superpower. I worry because I shouldn't be as good at it as I am. I think the reason that is because I've always been a bit awkward, socially awkward. I've never really been kind of the mainstream guy. And so I'm very comfortable doing things, as I'm sure you guys in the community would have noticed, alone. I have no problem doing things alone. I have no problem being alone. And I have no problem seeing things through myself. It really is like a superpower of mine. Whereas most people want to gather around a group of people, I'm very comfortable standing in the middle of a sandstorm, holding up the proverbial umbrella when there is no rain, completely on my own. I have no problem with it. So I was having a conversation with a particular friend of mine, and we were talking precisely about this very thing. And she was complaining again about her partner at the time. And she was saying, well, you know, they were going through a difficult time. And she was saying, well, you know, he's done this and he's done that and he's done this and he's done that. And I was listening to her and I said to her, you guys have been together dating for 7 years now. And yet every single 18 months, either you or he will call me and complain about something similar. I said to her, haven't you spotted the pattern yet? First of all, both of you guys have a loop, which is you will go through a period of a lull, then you go through the most amazing period of great romance, love and affection. It'll plateau into another period of a lull, and then a severe dip into, you know, just abominable behavior by both of you. And then again, it kind of peaks out at the trough of the bottom, and then you rekindle and find the lull again. I said, you guys have got like this constant wave motion, but it loops because every 18 months, you're doing the same thing. I said to her, you might have been dating for 5 years, or is it seven? But actually, you've really only been dating for 18 months. Because every 18 months, you're repeating the same behavior. Why am I telling you this? Well, I think if you want to make changes in your life in the year 2020, don't worry about your habits. You know, we'll get to them in a minute. Don't worry about your thoughts. We'll get to those in a minute too. Worry even less about the company you keep or the things you say. Don't even worry about the things you read, but worry about the patterns you live in. See, most of us live our lives in patterns. We're just not aware of it, right? There's a particular pattern, a rhythm of your life, a cadence. You guys have heard me use that word before. And things follow that rhythm and follow that cadence. And so you're constantly caught in a loop. The problem, though, is most of us are just not aware. You're not aware that you're repeating the same loop. So here's typically how that loop goes. Beginning of the year, you start off on a high. You make a series of thoughts, ideas, and commitments. You call them resolutions. You say, these are the things I'm going to absolutely do this year. And that's the beginning of the year. Then the year starts and you get caught up in the motion and you get going with it. And so kind of like a quarter of the year in, by the end of March, beginning of February, you've lost the enthusiasm. You're not yet seeing the results of the things you'd committed yourself to do. And so you begin to pull back just a little bit. And what happens is you let in those restful emotions, those more lazy emotions start taking over again. You miss one session of this and one session of that. You do one less of this. You stop eating the salad and you get back to eating bad food, right? You stop hanging around with people that grow you, and you start hanging around with the same people you've been hanging around with for most of your life, the gossipers and the liars. You stop reading the growth books and you get back into reading the gossip blogs. But it doesn't happen overnight, is what I'm saying. What happens is it happens slowly. It's like a slow, pervasive takeover of your senses. It's like venom literally in your body, eating you up one cell at a time. And so if you want to stop this, then what you need to understand is you need to recognize your pattern. What is your pattern? Let me tell you a bit about my pattern, because we all have them, right? We all have patterns that we have. I'll tell you a bit about my destructive pattern. And it wasn't until I recognized the pattern that I was able to stop the pattern, right? But first, you have to do the work in recognizing that you've got this pattern in the first place. So here was my destructive pattern. My destructive pattern is I'm deeply distrusting of people. Deeply distrusting. Now, that's the outcome, but listen to this. Most of us, right, have a thesis about how our lives are going to unfold. And actually what we think is free will is nothing more than the manifestation of that initial thesis, right? So I'm deeply distrusting of people. As a consequence of this, have very few people I'm actually close to, right? And as a consequence of that, have very few people I actually allow in. So it's of no surprise then that I'm good at being alone because I don't allow people in. Does that make sense? So if you don't allow people in, then of course you're going to be good at being alone because, well, you never allow people in. And the ones you do allow in, you create this like measure, this stick, this unbelievably high watermark of performance and integrity that nobody can actually measure up to that. It's just not possible. What it is you're doing is you're looking for a like version of you in other people. And so you take your family and your friends and you make them and go, well, this is what I expect. And anybody who doesn't meet up to this, then well, I don't want them in my life. And remember this, right? If you're marking an exam paper, looking for somebody to get one mark wrong out of 100, just so you can disqualify them, odds are, if it's a 100 question exam paper, they're going to get at least one wrong. The point I'm making is nobody's perfect, you see. So you create this little template about the perfect human being that you want in your life, knowing full well at the back of your mind, no one will measure up to that template. Then you hold people up to the most incredible amount of scrutiny using this template. And then when they don't meet it, which you knew they wouldn't at the back of your mind, you then confirm the initial thesis. The initial thesis is human beings ain't shit. Therefore, don't trust human beings. Therefore, be good at being alone.
The pandemic has shown that life is unpredictable. Many of us have experienced a lack of income, work delays, and the need to adapt to a new normality. In these difficult times, we're all looking for something that will give us a sense of stability. Look to the future with confidence with OctaFX. OctaFX is a reliable global trading platform. Since 2011, it has offered a high-end trading experience to more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries. OctaFX won Best Forex Broker Asia 2021 award and more than 40 other awards since its foundation. OctaFX provides a free Forex basic course for those new to trading, conducts webinars, and sends newsletters with market insights for you to keep up with the recent changes in the Forex market. Download the OctaFX trading app by following the link in the description and get $5,000 in your demo account for practice. Open and close orders in your demo account until you feel ready to switch to a real one. Check the caption to learn more. Apply the promo code VUSI100 to double your first-time deposits for more efficient trading.
There are some advantages to this. Some of them, at being good at being alone, for instance, is, well, you're never vulnerable with people. People never really know where you are. Things could go wrong in your life, and unless you actually let them in, they never really know. And that does bring you a sense of calm. It brings you a sense of peace. But it also brings you a sense of solitude. Because if you're not letting anyone in, then by design, you have nobody to let you think through the problems that you're having or the opportunities that you're seeing. The trick then, this is what I had to figure out, was how do I stop this pattern? And here's how it would manifest in my mind. Check this out and tell me if this sounds familiar. And I'll tell you who really does this, actually. Women do this a lot. Ladies, with respect, okay? You guys do this a lot in relationships. Here's what you do. First, when you first meet a person, you make them the most amazing, incredible human being you've ever met in your life, right? So what do? When you first meet a guy, he's amazing, he's incredible, he's loving, he's charming. Even the irritating things he does are like cool to you, right? You look like you love everything about him. Even the stuff people hate about him, you love about him. You make him this amazing, incredible, halo human being, and you put him on a pedestal. That's what you do. Knowing full well that he's a human being. He's fallible. And so there are going to be templates, or rather marking points in your template, that he's going to fail. And when he does, you will turn around and say, "See, I knew it. These niggas ain't shit." Right? That's what you'll say. "See, I told y'all these niggas are always nice on like the first date and the second date and everything. But you know, once you get to know, what you really get to know the nigga, you never know what the nigga's gonna be. But I told you these niggas ain't shit. What I tell you, just like my daddy, niggas ain't shit." And so what happens then is you're constantly living into your own loop. You take the person, you make them a superstar, which they're not. Then you mark them against a template that's impossible for anybody to come up against, which they will fail. Eventually, when they do, you confirm what you believed about men in the first place, which is they ain't shit. And then you get back into the loop of finding another Prince Charming, and another Prince Charming, and another Prince Charming. Is it possible that in equal truth, it could be that the person you're with isn't perfect, but neither are you? Is it possible? Is it possible that the work to be done is not just the work of elevating the other person, but spotting your own poor patterns? Disambiguation. The scientific term for it is disambiguation. We call it commonly pattern recognition. Here's how it works. Pattern recognition occurs when information from the environment is received and entered into short-term memory. So the first thing to do if you want to break the loop is to recognize if you're in the same environment. You see, a lot of us are repeating our behaviors, not because we don't aim to do things differently, but because you haven't changed your environment. I cannot tell you guys how powerful changing an environment is. I can't. They literally are not words in the length and breadth of the English language for me to help you understand how powerful it is to just shift your environment. Just change your environment. Literally just change your environment. There's some of you watching this who will know that when you moved from living in a certain part of town to another part of town, you changed. The way you think changed, the way you talk changed, the way you walk changed. Some people look at you and say, "Well, you sold out," but you say, "I didn't sell out, I sold up. I moved up. I changed. Of course I changed. What's the point of living if I don't change?" So changing your environment is a fundamental part of recognizing your pattern. Because if you stay in the same environment, then the pattern will find you again. The pattern exists, it buzzes in that frequency. But it goes on to say that this pattern recognition is when information from the environment is entered into short-term memory. Why short-term memory? Well, because there is a part of the brain that we use every single day to compute and make decisions, right? That part of the brain sits in your short-term memory. And the reason it's important is because we reference it when we're making decisions. Now, it's easier to unlock than the long-term memory for clear reason, right? It's short-term memory. So we reference it and we unlock it in our neural networks every single time we need to make decisions. So what happens is the following. First, you have an experience. From the experience, you have a result. From the result, you create a story. Then you take the story and you make the story a truth. Experience, dating a guy. Result, it doesn't work out. Story, guys ain't shit. Truth, all guys are crap. Experience. I start a relationship. I start a business. Business goes wrong because I choose a bad partner. And after choosing a bad partner, business going wrong, the business fails and I almost lose everything. And I develop from that a truth. Business partners are toxic. You see that, right? And so the once you've created this truth, it now sits in your short-term memory. And so what happens is, as long as you're in the same environment, every time you get stimuli that references the short-term memory, so you get a new business partner in a new business, all they need to do is one thing wrong, just one thing wrong, and you will assign to them everything wrong that every business partner has ever done in the history of your business. And that's how it works. So why am I telling you this? Well, because what I hope for you in the year of 2022 is that you will leave behind your bad habits. But to leave behind your bad habits, you're going to have to start new patterns. How do you do this? Well, there are some exercises and there are some things for you to try. I'm going to keep this for you very simple. So the first is, first, step outside of yourself and recognize in the first place when you are having those poor habit-forming thoughts. Remember, habits are formed, patterns emerge. So we form habits, and from the habits we form, we repeatedly do those things and patterns emerge. And so if we want to stop the pattern then, we need to be careful about the habits we form. So recognize yourself as you get into those negative thoughts. Second, recognize yourself when you're moving in the same environment. Recognize it. Change your environment. Change your physical environment, your spiritual environment, your emotional environment. But you have to change your environment. You've got to change your thoughts. You've got to change your habits. You've got to change your friends. You've actually got to change your environment. Change your environment. And if you change your environment, you're very surprised how powerful it is an instrument in forming new patterns. And third, this is the hard one. The third one is you've got to call yourself out on your own shit. Excuse my language, and I know I've used that word an awful lot today, but I feel really strongly about this. Too many of us just don't call ourselves out in regards of our own crap. You believe what you believe and you think the world moves that way. Right? It's like the Monte Carlo fallacy. The Monte Carlo fallacy, or the fallacy of maturing, the fallacy of the maturity of chances, right, is the incorrect belief that if a particular event occurs more frequently than normal during the past, it is less likely to happen in the future. In other words, if something has happened an awful lot in the past, it won't happen again. It's statistically a fallacy that people use a lot in gambling to go, well, things have to change at some point. No, actually, you could live out your life exactly the same way for the next 10 years, the way you've done the past 7 years, because you're constantly repeating those patterns. Patterns are hard, man. Patterns are really, really hard. You know, disintermediating those patterns is really, really hard. Breaking down your own thoughts and understanding what you're doing is really, really hard. Understanding disambiguation is really, really hard. So I always say to people, I don't believe what people say. I don't believe what people do. I believe people's patterns. Just take a look around in your life. Look at the people in your life, the ones who make you happy and the ones who make you sad. There's somebody right now, if they called you, you'd have a big smile on your face. And somebody else, if they called you, you'd grow anxious. There's somebody right now who's got an inbox message sitting in your WhatsApp and you've archived it because you just don't want to read the 15 messages they just sent you. Why? Because it's alarming for you. There's a pattern. Final thought and then I'm done. There's a young lady I was about to hire at the end of last year, I think it was. And I liked her. Cool young lady, smart, sharp, driven, all the rest of it. But if I am honest, there was something just off. And I'd been trying to figure out if she was off or I was off. I was trying to figure out if I was reading something or if my alarm bells were telling me something is up. Now, remember what I said. Don't believe people's actions, believe people's patterns. So here's what I did. I deliberately frustrated her. Because I know one of the ways people really act out who they are, not who they want you to believe, is if they feel helpless and frustrated. So I deliberately frustrated her, and then I watched how she managed the frustration. I watched how she managed herself in the frustration. I watched how mature she is. I watched how she communicates. And from that, I was able to form a picture. Now, I was able to act knowing what I know rather than thinking what I thought. So what you want to give yourself when you're trying to recognize people's patterns is time, space, and opportunity. And sometimes, as was the case with me last year, if the opportunity doesn't readily present itself, then go and make it happen. Create it. Create the confluence of events. Create the chaos. Create the crisis. And see how people react. So that's it, friends. That's our podcast for this week. Pattern recognition. Or as the scientific term says, disambiguation. What I hope for you this week is that you will spend this week looking for patterns in your own life. Patterns in your behavior, patterns in how you formed relationship, patterns in how you love and relate, and patterns in how you are loved and related to, right? And I hope that you will begin to note those patterns down so that you can follow through in making the changes in your life that you want to change. You guys would have seen that I made the announcement the past week that we're finally launching the VT Club 100. We haven't yet announced what we're going to be doing, but I can tell you it's going to be a very exciting program. It's a global mentorship program. And would love for you guys to sign up to receive some information about it. So to go to vtclub100.com, sign up, send us your information. And as soon as the information is ready for the team to publish, we'd love to have you on board. All right. Friends, family, that is our VT podcast this week on Ideas That Matter.
We hope that you've drawn valuable lessons from this week's podcast. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.